Good afternoon. We're going to talk about dating after 40. Seems here lately, dating after we enter our 40s and 50s has been a little challenging. This is, for me, dating after my second divorce, getting ready to head into my 50s. Dating has been very, very challenging. Live in a small town. Don't get out much. It's not a lot to do around here. And so dating has been very, very challenging. I've talked to different people around in my area, and they feel the same way. It's very challenging. People are not on the same page as far as dating. Men and women, some are still playing games. Then you have some that are mature that really are looking for a serious relationship. So the problem is everybody's not on the same page. Then you have some that start off with the right intention, but then they're not man or woman enough to finish it, and they just walk away without explaining why or why not they want to continue. So to me, that's playing games. I mean, it's just all sorts of things that's going on, and things can be made easier if we would just communicate. Communication is a big key in anything that we do in life, and a lot of us do not like to communicate. A lot of things will get done and solved more easier only if we communicate. Communication, it's just a matter of talking. Since technology has improved with the texting and everything, I think texting has caused a lot of heartache and pain. We have a tendency to hide behind our actions with somewhat cyberbullying. I call it cyber hiding. We do things via text message when we should actually just pick up the telephone and call. Do not text me and break off something, or do not text me and ask me to do something when I feel like you should be calling me to do it. If you got time to text me, then you can pick up the telephone to call. I know sometimes texting is convenient if you're in a meeting or something like that. That's understandable. But if you're just sitting there somewhere where you can text, and I mean, you're, you know, in a place where you can call, then pick up the phone and call, and just cut out all the confusion, because texting can be taken in so many different directions. Wrong, it can be taken correctly. I mean, it can just be, can mess up a whole lot. So with that being said and done, why is dating so hard in 2019, 2018, 2017, why has dating been so hard? What is making it so hard? Is technology causing the dating scene to be harder, because it's so easy to be in several different relationships at the same time? What is the problem? You know, back in the day, you had to work hard to date somebody, because you had to drive to see them, or you had to write them, or, you know, you snail mail or whatever. But now you can just a click of a button get in contact with them. It's easy. Video chat, cyber sex, and all this other stuff that's out there. And to me, it's, you know, you have good relationships that come out of it, and then you also have a lot of bad relationships that come out of it. So what do you think the problem is with dating after 40? We're going to do some series, and I'm going to have some guests in to talk about dating after 40. So I'm looking forward to hearing your comments on dating after 40. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back with dating after 40. The dating scene, as we know it, has changed for us since technology has changed. And a lot of people are saying they're having problems with dating after 40. Another big problem is, well, it's not a problem, but older women are saying that younger guys are looking for more mature women, and some mature women are looking for younger guys. So that's another topic that we'll be reaching out to discuss as well. Some other topics are, why do people reach out for people and then decide that they don't want to date? Why can't people face up and decide that they don't want to no longer talk to someone? Just be honest with people. If you're over 40, we should be mature by that age and be able to talk to people face to face and not mess around with people's lives. And, you know, some people end up being depressed. They end up being really, really hurt. Stop playing with people's emotions, playing with people's minds mentally. These are a few things that people are saying they are dealing with. So we want to touch bases on things like this that's going on with the dating scene. People should be upfront if they don't want to be in a serious relationship, if they want to date other people. These are things that we just should be open with the person and give that person the option if they want to do the same thing. So those are things, that topics that we want to hit. We're looking forward to having guests on to talk about these things. So we hope to have a good time with this topic, because truly dating has been very, very difficult, but yet fun for me after 40. So I look forward to talking about it with you guys. And if you would like to discuss it with me, you can hit me up on my email at GinaJ70@gmail.com. If you have a topic you would like to discuss, or even if you would like to be a guest, just hit me up on my email and I will get back with you. Looking forward to talking to you.